cliffcentral.com.
You know what it is when you hear that sound. Hola, yes, for that loud. It's the worst guys in the building today. Marco Julian Riabes and Cecile.
No, today I'm tired of Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. Nah. They mad at me too, I got more five. Why these bitches see you? Go home, Roger.
Go home, Roger.
Roger Federer. There's Roger. Somehow let's check my archive. I'm something so immaculate, instead of asking what's happening, rather blast a jacket so five in the back. So
wavy. Yeah, man, the studio's gonna burn today.
Yeah, we've got a celebrity.
Hey, dog. He's gonna make us famous now.
Did you see the Twitter? Twitter's been so fire.
Vinushka's in the building today. We're gonna be doing a lot of music today. It's music loaded, yo.
Yes, sis, can I tell you, my new pickup line, yo, I know Vinushka. What about
what about you?
Oh my God,
what's your claim to fame? Yeah. So today you're chilling with the worst guys. It's going to be a very much music-loaded podcast. We've got a DJ here doing a live mix. We're going to drop the cypher as always. Doing some new music from himself as well. You know how it is.
Where are they going to hit us up on, bruh?
Hit us up on the Twitter streets at the_worstguys. Or you can hit Cliff Central up on cliffcentral.com. And also at Vinushka, two E's.
What about the WhatsApp?
If you want to say WhatsApp in the studio, we've got a WhatsApp line. You can hit us up on 079-748-2090. All right. Number again, 079-748-2090. Come chill with us, man. Chat with us. We have a dope-ass homie in the studio today asking questions. Yeah, man. Have a chat with us. We're chilling. It's a Wednesday afternoon, and you're chilling with the worst guys on a worst Wednesday. I love this day, man. Favorite one of the week for sure. I hope it's the same for you. Cold water to the face. I couldn't finish. Got the Uber from a place on my porch, smoking vapor. Hit with the Sunday paper. Listening to the neighbors. All she needed was some. Make sure if your girl is upset, if she's on her period or whatever the case is, make her listen to this podcast, because as you can hear,
All she needed was some.
The West Guy.
Let me tell you something. You know there's songs that you make love to and you fornicate to?
Yeah.
This is one of them. And your girl will never be mad that you're a 3-minute man.
This is the one that works. Mad.
This is the one.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you are hanging out with the worst guys. I'm chilling in studio with Vinushka. Do you want to say what's up there, homie?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo. Hey, good to have you.
Very white.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm here to make the panties drop. Brother Vinushka in the building, man. Yeah. So, yeah, how you doing, bro? You well?
Yeah, man, yeah, but I'm a bit tired.
Yeah?
But I'm good.
What is the reason for your tiredness?
Hey, man, the trip from Bloom to here, eh?
Oh, you came all the way from Bloom?
Yeah.
Hectic.
Yeah,
Did you? Were you guys driving?
I was driving.
Oh, I see. Hey, we've done that drive a couple of times. Let me rather say Rehab's done that drive a couple of times.
I know.
It looks rough, eh? I've been in a car with a homie where, you know, it starts dosing a little bit.
And, you know, I don't know why you're lying. Can I tell you why I dose? It's because you dose it. So now it's inception.
Peer pressure.
Nah, it was probably one of you guys were intoxicated.
We were elevated.
Okay.
That's how we live. All right. No, that's cool, man. So how's life going for you, man? How's the work going? Because I can see you are blowing up here on Twitter. Apparently, you're almost famous, eh?
Hey. Enjoy life. So life is hard. Work progress is in progress.
Yeah.
You know, but yo, I need to break through to you guys this side, you know?
Yeah.
Because I think it's not that I've had enough of Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I need a bigger base.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, when you're a big artist, you can't be living in a small town. They'll probably take you for a boost, that's how.
You know?
Here they'll respect you. Oh, also in the building, we've got Vinushka's manager, Tepo Siakwa. Say what up there, door.
Obvious.
We've got Tepo in the building.
What's happening?
Yeah, so you think Joburg is the place to take it to the next level?
Most def.
Yeah.
It's the city of gold, man.
Exactly.
It's the takeoff city. That's what we've been saying. Yeah, the takeoff city.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you're going to explode in this country, you're gonna explode from Joburg. Even if you're a Cape Town artist, you won't explode in Cape Town. You must come here first, fill up the dome. Before you can do anything else, there's no fill up Table Mountain.
I won't lie. One thing that you need to be in Cape Town for is Motel. If you want to be Motel,
let's go to Cape Town. Cape Town has all the pretty people.
It's the waves, dog.
But pretty people are assholes.
So. Yeah, and they don't eat, you know what I'm saying?
Just see.
It's the waves. But we've got the waves right here in studio. We've been wavy as always. So we're going to keep the news and all that a bit short because, yeah, like I said earlier, there is a lot of music that we're showcasing today and we want to have a little bit of fun with it today. So we'll go straight into the stories that have been taking us by storm this week. There hasn't been much. I mean, last week was probably the craziest week we'll experience in this country for a while, but we can still talk about what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Place grab young fellow. Extra. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra.
All right. So, right now, the anti-Zuma march is taking place in Pretoria at the Union Buildings, which is pretty interesting because obviously there have been a couple of marches since the cabinet reshuffle and the junk status debacle. So I saw black people in this march, which is a very interesting difference. Why do you think black people came to this one and not to the one on the 7th, last week Friday? I don't understand. Is it because it was on Bears No Deer Road?
Can I tell you, last week when I actually saw the marches and I saw people marching in fours, I was just like, these people look like they're cheering me on to go to work. Go. Like, these people are happy.
Yeah.
And to be dead honest with you, I saw all of these white flanges there. I'm like, whoever loves white flanges as a black guy, if you're not at the march, are you losing your life? That's your opener.
It's a buffet.
You know, that's your opener. Hi, I don't like Zuma.
Oh my god, I don't like Zuma either.
You're gonna leave with one of those.
Exactly.
Straight.
You know, I got a reshuffling in my house. Yeah. I'm gonna come struck.
Do you want to reshuffle the cabinets in my crib, eh? Yeah. So,
quite frankly, I think why everyone is marching, or why the black people are marching today, is because it's Zuma's birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, people, so he's turning 75 today.
Yeah.
That's pretty old. I really didn't think Zuma was that old.
Yo.
I think that's part of the reason why he doesn't give a shit. I'm gonna be gone soon. He doesn't give a shit, bro. Yeah. He's getting really old. So they disrespect him.
And black people know that, like, nothing is worse than disrespect.
Yeah. On your birthday. But yeah, I've always wondered because what are the struggle songs the white people were singing on Friday? Because I never go. Did any of you
Kumbaya,
go to your marches? apparently, they were singing stuff like, oh, brrr,
some Lion King
it's
stuff.
Cold in
I
here.
Swear, dog.
There must be some Zuma in the atmosphere.
That's straight.
I say, brrr.
School war cries were coming out there. So,
we've got spirit. Yes, we do. We've got Zuma. No, we don't.
I really wonder what those guys see, because I saw Buyiseni Dlozi now on E News Live. He was pushing the African struggle songs that we all know, and the EFF is there in its numbers. I think the EFF is really taking charge in this country in a real way. I was having a chat with somebody in the studio about whether Julius will be president, and I know we've spoken about this a couple of times, and just thinking about the things that people like and don't like about him and how he's changed over time. Because the thing that started the debate was that Mbuyiseni Dlozi, if anybody's going to be president from the EFF, it would be him.
Mm.
And it's a pretty good argument, but obviously he's young, he's inexperienced.
I think presidents should be at least 45, like at a minimum.
What's this Obama thing with was 44? You in a 4-5, bro?
All the time.
Well, when else have I mentioned a 4-5?
No, I mean, like, you know, watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. Now a president must be a 4-5. You know, we already have a 4-5 for a president.
We do.
Maybe some young blood is what's needed.
Yeah, maybe some young blood is what needed, but even 40 is young.
What do you guys think about some Musi My Money blood, man?
The number you have dialed is incorrect. Please try again later.
Did I hit voicemail, man?
You hit a voicemail hard.
No, he's not. He's not the guy. I genuinely still believe Julius is the guy. It's just convincing everybody that he could be president is a bit difficult as it seems. But I really think he's the guy to do the job. He's the only person really pushing the movement forward. He's representing the people on a very large scale. And people are starting to resonate with what he's saying because he's been spitting bars.
Yeah.
Been spitting truth. So,
He's been fighting, man.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but I'm liking the fact that people are actually showing up and something's happening. I don't know. I keep asking this question because the times keep on changing. But do you still think Zuma will last until 2019?
Yes,
really,
dude. This guy, you know, a staring.
Yeah,
this is South Africa is his movie.
Yeah,
and he is the Jean-Claude Van Damme.
He's got that kick position right now. You know, after he just kicked you in your chin, my boy, he doesn't drop it. He's like, I'll kick you again with the other one if you want.
He's like Bruce Lee. You put water in the glass, it becomes the glass. You put water in the jug, it becomes the glass. Be water, my friend.
Yeah, you see, that's how I feel about Jacob. I think he's not going to survive though. This is a more pressure than he's ever faced before, and I think it's gonna get heavier and heavier.
Let's make a wager.
Yeah. What do you want to wager?
I say, okay, since we both broke. If he makes it to 2019, by 2019, you need to buy me a burger.
I'm sure I'll be able to afford a burger in 2019. Not today, but 2019, I'm sure. Rocco Mama's for the win.
All right.
Steers buy one, get one free, dog.
Yeah. On the Wacky Wednesday.
Give him the one free.
You see, they made Wacky Wednesday for us.
Yeah.
They knew we're the worst guys, the two of them. They're going to chow a burger each after Zuma makes it to 2019.
Wow.
All right. So that's the Zuma March, which is the most interesting news that has taken place this week, in my opinion. But there is something else that caught my eye while I was reading the news. The Cuba has officially found a way to prevent HIV and AIDS being transmitted from the mother to the child. Wow. So actually, that deserves a round of applause.
Straight up.
AIDS is a thing of no more.
Straight up.
Guys, AIDS is like, it's a casual disease now. It's a flu.
It's an STD now.
Yeah, if you got AIDS, just have some sugar water.
Yes, sir. They give you a prescription. Hi, I got AIDS. Okay, what you going to need to do? Shower.
Number one.
Take some sugar water. You'll be all right.
You'll be all right. Rub some Vicks on your chest.
And don't forget to vote ANC after that. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, man. So that's pretty interesting, man. I like the advancement of modern medicine. I think we're planning on living forever. We're eventually going to get to a place where we've studied our genetics and our DNA so well that, you know, we're really going to live until like 200. Like those niggas in the Bible. You read the Bible, oaks are living for 600 years. You're like, dog, you were flourishing, aren't you? Yeah.
But can I tell you, there was... I saw a post on Facebook about the story of, I think, Moses, who was in the desert for how long? 40 days.
Yeah. Well,
then somebody plugged it in on Google Maps. Apparently, it's 5 days to make that path.
To walk. So what was he doing? He was chilling.
Hey,
Oak was like, "Hey, I like this spot."
Oaks.
He took a different route.
I made it in 5 days, but in order for them to make it lit, the Bible needs to be lit. Say 40 days.
40. Yeah. Right. Anyway, that's the new stories that we have time for right now, because like I said, we're pumping it up with some music today. So while we're chatting to Brother Vanushka over here and finding out more about him, he's gonna do a little mix for us, a little live mix here in the studio. And it'll play around 16 minutes long, and then we'll also have a Cypher. He's going to provide us with the instrumental for the worst guy Cypher at the end of the show.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is your focus in terms of genre?
Because
you say DJ Vanushka, but you know, DJ is a broad spectrum.
You know, it's not just hip hop for me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to be really versatile with all the music.
Yeah.
Because before I was a hip hop DJ, I was a house DJ.
Oh, okay.
Like, deep house is actually my first love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, I'm going to actually pull through into house again, you know, because a lot of people, my house fans were asking me, why don't you ever go back to playing house? Because you really play some good deep house music. I don't play commercial music.
Yeah.
And commercial house. Like,
but house is making a comeback, it seems. To me, yeah. I'm hearing a lot more of it on the radio. Yeah. I'm hearing a lot more people requesting house again because hip hop obviously had a big jump in South Africa. Like, it took off like crazy.
Yeah.
But I still think our roots are embedded in house because house is an African thing. We all grew up with house.
Yeah.
And it's nice to see it making a comeback.
Is Black Coffee a bit of an influence on that? Because his takeoff is making a lot of South Africa Africans sway more to house.
It's worldwide now, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you can't own Black Coffee no more.
He's gone.
He's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
He's gone. Now.
I wouldn't lie. That guy is my inspiration.
Oh, man. Really?
Like, you know, that guy really inspires me. That guy pushed so hard.
Yeah.
You
know? So we'll be seeing you in the Diddy parties one of these days.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. All right. Let's get that mix going. Let's hear what you've got for us, and then yeah, we'll obviously continue chatting while that is going on. And then, yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about what we're doing as the worst guys. You know how it is. Yeah, let me just sit you on here, buddy. You're on the orcs. Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. So this is Vanushka. Do you have a name for this mix? What are we going to call it? What are we going to call it?
Everyone's going to dance in here.
Oh, everyone's
going to have
we
a
actually, We actually do have a name for these mixes. They're called the Mix Up every Friday on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
We drop in this for you people every Friday, 3 p.m. We hit you up with the latest music.
If
it's old, we sit you up. So we're giving you guys a preview of what we're actually dropping this Friday.
We're getting that exclusive,
Best believe it, man.
So if you're liking what you're hearing, please hit us up on the WhatsApp streets. I'll give you that number one more time. Is 0797482090. Yeah, this is Vanushka, yo.
Yeah, the mix up on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. All right. Okay, cool. Let's hear what we got.
In the mix with DJ Vanushka.
This is one DJ you don't want to fuck with.
The DJ is calling.
We just wanted to listen to the beginning part without talking over it, you know, just to get the feel of.
Yeah.
We should get some pro twerkers in here one day.
What? Y'all need a table or something.
Yeah, or a pole.
Too.
It sounds like something we can get some.
Why is it? Run it up. All this game. Bag it up. Then come right away. Cause you're sweet. Yeah. What's your step? Yeah. Might hit your address if I'm on the map. Just right to you. I can't do no traps. I can't do no lacks. Cause you're sweet. Like cocoa. Why all you wanna do is a cocoa.
So tell me, where do you find your vocalists? How do you get in contact with them? How do you know who's the right guy for the sound? Who's this guy? Who are we listening to? Who's on the voice?
Start of the mix.
Yeah, this guy is talking about Ukoko.
Ukoko. I actually thought it was an international artist until you hear Koko. Drake doesn't know Koko. I know he wasn't so wet, but he doesn't know Koko.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie, guys. It's my manager.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah, and listen, you guys have actually met some of our vocalists already. Well, one of them. She was on your show
last week.
Yeah,
I remember. So a dope challenge from Nigeria, right?
Best believe, man.
No, that's
we international.
So do you also like collaborating with international artists? When I say international, I actually mean African.
Yo, my one big dream I would like to collaborate with, like, the only one guy.
Yeah.
Migos.
Really?
Migos.
Dope.
I get that guy,
they driving, bro. I'm done.
I wanted to also ask you, because you're based in Bloemfontein, aren't you?
Yes.
So now, but you do a couple of gigs in Johannesburg as well. So which, what's the vibe like, and what's the difference, and where do you prefer to be? I'm sure Joburg is the place that you
prefer being here.
But what's the vibe like in Bloemfontein? What's the scene like?
Hi.
Are you well received?
Yes. Okay. I wouldn't lie.
So you've got a good fan base then?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But what is it about Joburg that makes it better?
it's broader, dog.
Yeah. Which venue did you last play?
The last venue I played at, I think it was Cantares.
On a Thursday.
Yeah.
You hoot, dog. This guy's gonna make us
wait. Celebrity.
It's celebrity. Because it's only the hooted people. You know, Empty, just before Empty went became really
famous. No, it was Benchmark.
Was it Benchmark?
Yeah,
we went to Cantare that Thursday. And what was the song? You don't wanna get it.
Yeah, that track.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, get it.
I'm still actually playing that track till today.
It's lit. It's lit. Apparently they've renovated, because the last time I was there, there was no aircon.
Oh, yeah,
so
no,
we were suffocating in there.
The club is... Nah, it's good.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's looking good, you know. Sound-wise, the sound is actually perfect. You know, if your sound in your club is bad, the club is...
It's a bad club.
It's a bad club. And that ruins your rep as well. I mean, like any artist, you go... Not even just the club. I mean, you go to a performance. I've seen clips where artists have just walked off stage.
Yeah.
Because the sound in the arena wasn't as they anticipated it to be.
Yeah.
And that ruins your rep. That ruins your career.
So do you go in with your own sound guy, or are you the guy who directs the sound when you're performing?
No. I have my own equipment.
Yeah.
I don't use CDJs. I know how to use CDJs and my controller. You know?
Yeah.
But my special preference is using my controller. It's much more easier. I get to do things more quickly.
Mm-hmm. But pretty much every event, it has its own electronic engineer. So the guy, the sound engineer is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you come for your sound check, you sort of tell him the sort of settings you want to have set up before you get on stage. So they'll sort you out. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about. Because
every club, there's always a...
Yeah, there is one there. But I'm saying a lot of artists prefer to come with their own sound guy.
Dog, we're
guy
not brawling it.
Yeah, not yet. But in the future,
In the future,
he knows your sound. He knows exactly what you want and need. Yeah. So it's not something you establish at the venue.
The only one person that I have, I'm actually proud to have right now.
Yeah.
Despite my manager.
Yeah.
Is my producer. I've got my producer.
My producer. Fuck you.
He's in the studio with us right now.
What up? He's a quiet homie.
Shout out to Ezel Beats, man.
Ezel Beats. Yeah, dog. You know those guys. Still watches Run Deep.
Mr. Easy M Beats.
Easy M Beats. Alright, so he produces the most of what you do.
We collaborate.
Collaborate. Alright. Let's get into this track a little bit. I really do love it.
Hey.
Yo, so much changing. It's fine. All right. So tell me about the mix between international music and African music.
Yeah.
What do you like the balance to be? Is it 50-50, or are you pulling an ABC 90% local?
Nah, I actually like, you know, when you're playing for a crowd, you know, there's a lot of different types.
Yeah, you have to have that international music, because that's what we also...
I always make sure, like, there's Mzanzi, the States. There's Mzanzi, the States. The States.
Yeah.
And trust me, it's not really easy to do all that, you know, because, like, South African music and music from the States is two different things.
Do you find it difficult catering to the variety of audiences we have in South Africa?
No.
You think music just resonates with everybody you go to?
Dog, I feel like my presence does.
Oh, dope, hey. dope. I see.
Okay.
It's a feeling. That's the thing.
That speaks a lot of volume. And as a DJ as well, I heard like Euphonic once saying that a lot of people as DJs that want to become DJs, they play music for themselves instead of playing music for the crowd.
You understand?
And that's what differentiates the best from the best to the rest.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me, in terms of your inspiration, I know we've already mentioned Black Coffee, but who else stands out for you, man? Who is the guy where like, yo, when you saw him, you're like, I want to be just like this guy? And did you ever have that moment, or is it just a feeling that this was meant for you?
No, actually, well, way back when I was still young, I actually used to look at who's this guy? Hardwell.
Hardwell. Yeah.
That guy is like, I actually learned most of my skills.
Yeah,
I used to watch his videos. You know,
is that how do you learn? Yeah, how do you learn? Because I know everybody under the sun is a DJ these days. So I want to know, how do I call out somebody for being a fake? You know.
Joe, you judge by how good this guy mixes, you know,
yeah.
Song choices.
Yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah.
I feel like, from what I see in terms of your equipment, you're a true DJ. A lot of people are just doing this electronic shit and not actually mixing live,
yeah,
right,
bro.
Now.
Yeah, yeah, people
are
out here mixing with iPads, like, what the fuck? For real, dog. I mean, who says it's not, doing itself there? Yeah, we need to see the actual thing nowadays.
You know,
yeah.
The thing is, why people dislike most people that use controllers, the thing is, they never look at you while you're working. There's a button on this specific machine.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sync. This thing, actually, if you press it, I'm going to give you guys an example.
Mm.
If I'm playing a track, it's 138, you know?
Yeah.
And the other song is playing with 74.
BPM,
and
right?
Yeah, it's BPM-wise.
Yeah, we're getting technical
now. You're going to press the sync button, and then it's just going to take you directly to 138.
Oh, I see.
You understand?
So you don't have to figure it out yourself.
Yeah,
and
you know? So that's
in.
Why I think most people would actually dislike people that use controllers or any other type of softwares or
it's not natural
interfaces. Yeah, you know, it's not natural, but I actually do it naturally.
Let's wrap this little mix up. I'm enjoying it, and then we'll go into some of the other music that you've got going on, brother.
That's some nasty comments like I can't read for Jack. Send it home and tell him Christmas is back. Yeah, it's a new scene on the map. Calling me out to me is a prank. Calling me out to me is a trap. Calling me out, I'ma call you.
I'm really loving the South African sound right now as well. Nasty taking it to places. It's dope. She down, she down, she down. They tryna cut it out. Allow. She take it, then she bounce.
Young put in the ground. Hey. I shine. I take your girl from the crowd. She down. They tryna come to the house. To the crib. Allow. This is a song that you have to go mac on in the club. Allow. Allow me. Alright. No, that's dope, man. Lovely stuff there. So that mix is dropping on Friday. You just got a little excuse of preview here with
this
the
was
worst
just
guys.
A preview.
Yeah,
preview.
So the actual mix will be dropping on SoundCloud. Where? What's the SoundCloud page then?
It's at Vinushka.
At Vinushka.
Yeah.
Just like on Twitter, the way it's
spelled.
Straight up. Cool. At Vinushka on SoundCloud, yo. You can catch the rest of this mix. And every Friday, you can catch a mix from the homie here, Vinushka. You know what's dope? You've been feeling it. We've been feeling it. I was about to twerk for a second here, but I managed to control myself. Alright, cool. Alright. So yeah, we're just gonna go into some music that you have. What would you like us to play first? Keys to the City? Which are, what's the mood? What's the best mood? I see your friend over here said we should Keys to the City. All right, we'll start with Keys to the City.
If you want that turn up, you gotta do it with Keys to the City.
All right, cool. Let's turn up for a little bit and then we'll cool it down.
We'll cool it down.
Because it's pretty hot in here right now. Pretty hot. I hope you guys are feeling the vibe out there. Don't forget to hit us up on our WhatsApp and our Twitter streets. Yeah? This is Vinushka with Keys to the City. Hey, you got the keys now. You're in Joe's. You're in the Cliff Central building.
You guys are unlocking us right now.
I wouldn't lie, guys. Like, out of all the radio stations, this is like one of the best.
Shout out.
I've been
right. Keys to the City, DJ Vinushka. We'll let this one play. We won't talk over it. I want you guys to feel the music, yeah?
Roll up the smoke up my head up. I pray for the day with some figures and all. I can feel it coming there up. I got the key to the city. Ay, no need to be breaking down doors. Bad bads all in my section. My nigga Bo got the connection for show. Real talk, I ain't lying, man. Keep that nigga just for trying, man. I should buy my nigga 2 Chainz. Ain't no need for niggas dying. Damn, that was the real situation. I had to put it in the song. In case they think y'all they can fuck with the squad. Oh no, my nigga, you wrong. But we ain't about all the violence. I would rather smoke a jet. They say I'm cocky. I would agree that I'm ready for what I got next. Roll up and pour up that liquor. I'ma need a couple swishers. Got the plug on speed dial, that's my nigga. If your bitch is fine, I might hit her. Pass it to my nigga, that's just how we do. Long as she ain't the man, I guess that is cool. Tell her to bring a friend, maybe two. Call my homie, yo, we can switch a rule. I got a type and that's biting. She's gotta be down for whatever. Your nigga been had a lot of swag. She could tell the second I finessed her. I got the keys to the city. I know a couple honeys fucking with me. My hood little boy, yeah, they fucking with me. Niggas is lying, saying they don't feel me. I got the key to the city. Biting by my side, yeah, you know. Whole squad coming with me. No squares in my circle, you already know. Pour some more of that liquor. Roll up the smoke up my head up. I pray for the day we see figures and all. I can feel it coming near up. I got the key to the city. 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 And all of my niggas, yeah, they coming with me.
I ain't even got the keys. I'm the key maker and the crew that manufactures. Rolling with coupes that's ready to shoot you. We give you a couple of hampers. This ain't even rational, it's international. From Rockla Hood to Limseja, we doing it major. You gon' need a savior. Somebody tell God that the devil's a neighbor. I ain't even about the negativity, I'm just out here getting my paper. Man, they know I'm a G and I ain't gotta prove it. There's nothing to do but to do it. All I gotta do is get the keys to my city. Whatever it takes, I'ma do it. I'ma move it and try to improve it. Said there's nothing to do but to do it. Everything I see, I take it. I said it before, if they fake it, I break it. Jersey be thinking they make us a couple of babies, they know that we make it. Oh yeah, we doing it major. If you wanna confirm, get that pager. Give me that liquor, I'll show you some figures if you cannot figure the trigger.
I got the keys to my city. Bad thing by my side, yeah, you know. Whole squad coming with me. No squares in my circle, you already know. Pour some more of that liquor. Roll up the smoke up my head up. I pray for the day we see figures and all. I can feel it coming nearer. I got the key to the city. I got the key to the city. I got the key to the city. And all of my niggas, yeah, they coming with me.
Yo. That was so dope, man. Keys to the City by DJ Vanushka. A lot of rapping, a lot of vocals. You've got the people involved in your tracks, right? Yes.
It's different.
Yeah. Who's doing the vocals, the rapping and the singing?
The guy in the first verse is Turk.
Yeah.
And then the guy in the second verse is Gorilla 32.
All right. Keep looking out for these names, guys. We're bringing you the hottest, freshest local content that's coming out in this country, man. Just keep looking out because it's going to be wavy and then you're going to be last on the wave. We've already all surfed.
Yeah. Oak's already drowning. What do you mean last on the wave? Oak's drowning.
All right. So we're going to play another one just to cool it down because we're almost out of time, which always happens. It goes way too quickly up in here. But we'll play one more track. I miss you featuring Moscow by DJ Vanushka. Oh yeah. Yo, we drinking on this one, eh?
Yeah.
We drinking hard. I think this is the better love making song. You know what I'm saying? Alright, cool. So this is DJ Vanushka with I Miss You featuring Moscow. Moscow's a pretty interesting name. He's not from Moscow, is he? He's just launching us.
Yeah, straight up.
You never know.
Is that Moscow sound, dog? Yeah. This is how they rock.
Can I be dead honest? Do you know what I see with this guy? I see him becoming one of those DJ drummers or DJ Khaled.
Yeah!
You the best. Your son Assad is gonna be rocking the
most.
2 years old, he'll be pumping that jewelry.
Because you work with so many artists, bro.
Yeah. So it's just your sound almost carries something in and of itself, which is a great thing to have as an artist.
Yeah.
Because you always hear about the vocalists.
True.
And there's in fact, most music, we just love the beat, if we're being completely honest. And I think that's where the DJing and the producing comes into play.
Yeah.
And speaking of, because we're doing a beat, using a beat of yours for the Worst Guy Cypher that we're going to close off with, right? And did you produce that beat yourself?
Hashtag my producer.
Your producer,
yeah,
easy.
You know, easy.
All right. But do you produce at all?
Yes, I do produce as well.
All right.
When
cool.
I have time. You
yeah.
know?
So tell me a little bit about the difference between DJing and producing, and which one do you prefer?
I honestly prefer both.
Yeah, yeah, you enjoy both.
I would rather be more versatile.
Yeah.
And be able to actually do everything. Not like most other DJs, I'm not criticizing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Most of them would just, you know, go buy someone else's beat. You know, I would actually literally make a beat myself.
Yeah.
You know, then maybe let my producer hit a few keys there and there. But producing as well, I also produce myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you like to collaborate when you're
producing. I like collaborating a lot.
Yeah, and it's all about the quality, man. You know, a lot of people are out here trialing and doing the stuff themselves.
Mm.
But you actually get qualified people who are actually behind the decks getting degrees for the stuff. And Bunushka's one of them, you know what I mean? He went to school for sound engineering, dog.
Yeah,
so we're not just out here, you know.
Trying your luck.
Yeah, nah. We know what we're doing, man.
Nah, that's dope. That's dope. It's always good to have pros in the building.
You know.
Yeah, so we're gonna wrap up with the Worst Guy Cypher with a beat produced by Easy. But before we do that, just tell us what you've got going on, my brother. Where can we catch you out here in these Joburg streets?
Okay. So this Saturday, if you guys are out here in Joe Hazardous in Bromfontein, you guys can catch us at the JMB Hive. It's called the Tattoo Social. So pretty much people out there doing tattoos, you know, they're performing. We've got a lot of people from Germany, people from France coming to come do this stuff. And our performance there is at 10:30 till 11:30. So cool. A solid hour. We got Friday night featuring as well, you know, so we're going to be dropping some of our exclusive music, you know.
And then
straight after that, 12 o'clock, catch us at the booth, the Old Sway, if you know what I'm talking about. We there 12 o'clock. We dropping it. So come through, man.
Nice.
DJ Vanushka Friday Night Live. We out here.
Aware. Yeah. You heard it here first at Cliff Central. It's been so dope hanging out with you guys. Thank you so much, DJ Vanushka and Teppo, for managing. You're bringing us fire talent here in the studio, bro.
Shout out, man. Shout out for the network, though. You guys got us out here.
Aware. Yeah. Let's play out with the Worst Guy Cypher. See what we got going on today. We'll see.
Wanna leave and rule. I'm tired of going to school. I just wanna leave and rule. I'm tired of going to school. I just wanna leave and rule. I'm tired of going to school. I'm tired of going to school, yeah.
Tired of going to school, tired of being a fool. Tongue top tip, tired, go to school. Rapping like Wheezy on the beat, Vanishka Brew. He's got a producer, he produces pretty cool. I don't wanna be a fool, so I'm doing my own thing, own rules. I play by my own rules, and hey, what I got to say would make me get so much pay, so move the out of my way. Hey, I'm trying to step up on another level. I ain't trying to fuck with the devil. I'm trying to be better than heaven. I mean, heaven is on another level. I'm trying to be in the clouds. I'm trying to make my mom and my daddy proud. I'm trying to do everything out loud, so I'm smoking that loud, and everybody around can smell that loud, and they know it's going down. Cliff Central is a station. Ain't no hesitation. Hey,
I'm tired of school.
Hey,
I just wanna rule. Tired of school, I wanna leave and rule.
I wanna leave and rule.
I'm tired of school.
Sick and tired, man.
Leave and rule.
Just leave and rule.
I'm tired of school. I'm tired of school, I'm tired of school, yo.
I wanna be a leader, wanna be the best. I don't wanna be listening to my teacher talking that shit. Leave the rest behind, you got your own grind. The earth is a place for you to just survive. Don't look for the shit, you already here. No need to be crying, no need to shed a tear. Cause the sky has rain falling, it's making us sad. But we don't give a fuck, cause we really, really bad. We the worst guys that you've ever met. But it doesn't even matter, because we gonna make a bet. whether Zuma's gonna make it to 2019, it's okay, I'm feeling like he won't, cause I don't feel like people are leading us to the top. It's probably cause of the school system, and I don't wanna know what these guys listen to. He's not listening to DJ Vanushka Bruce. Aye, that's the worst guys.
Shout out to the worst guys right there.
Trust me,
it was a situation.
What you guys just did wasn't easy.
Yeah. I know, we know, but we love it. We out here with the worst guys. It's been so great hanging out with you guys, man. Thank you for coming. And catch these homies, man. These guys are cool. And as you can hear, we've got some talent brewing in this country, yo. We're the worst guys, and we are out.
Wake up. CliffCentral.com.